Greetings, beloveds. It is the triadic configuration of the Lords of Light, Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek, each sharing an iteration of our divine power and iteration as we sit at the Godhead. Tonight, we'd like to talk about unity. Unity consciousness. And many are confused by that, as well as the Holy Spirit. Unity consciousness cannot be had until the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, daughter of the All That Is, the full expression that takes place in the realm of Source through the human expression as well as the divine. So it is in that unity understanding of the Holy Trinity that you begin to grasp gradually your unity that is never separated from the divine, from that Holy Trinity expression. Now, there are parts of that that are still remain a mystery, because the human brain, even though the neurology has been upgraded substantially, still cannot process completely the concepts and the energetics of the Holy Trinity. It is so massive. But these next three sessions will focus on that unity. It will focus specifically on your ability to move into that unified expression. You were never destined to be separate. You were destined to be complete and in unity and love, a full expression, not only of your divine image, but express fully and completely the similitude of that Holy Trinity. Now, you may ask, what is the similitude? Well, the similitude is the full expression of the Godhead, the full power of that Godhead, the All That Is. And all of the creative energetics and light that are reflected within that Holy Trinity. So you have experienced many teachings that upgraded the consciousness of your body, that has upgraded substantially your third dimensional body, bringing it very slowly into that fifth dimensional iteration. So some kind of reception, not understanding, but experience of that Holy Trinity in a fuller expression can be gained. And therefore, you can recoup through the unity of that Holy Trinity and of you as the son and daughter of Source, of the Father, of the Holy Spirit. You can recoup not only a subtle awareness of that, but an experience of that within the unity. And yes, part of that unity is the element of love, of course. But through all of this, through these next three teachings, you will be guided to go back into some of the teachings of the first three sessions, using your light garment to its fullest expression, using that center column, the channel, and all of the sacredness of the names of Source that are operating within that center column of your body, bringing the body into a fuller expression of the divine, bringing forth an opportunity to recoup that energetic similitude of the source of your being in a physical representation as the son, daughter of God. The other part of that is that yod spectrum, which alters and helps the body recoup a fuller expression at that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional level. It awakens a consciousness within you of your divinity. And a most important expression is that yod spectrum of forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self. But within that forgiveness, beloveds, is repentance for falling under the mesmerization effects of the fallen concepts of the hierarchies of the underworld, the archons, falling into that maya, the illusion of the physical world. Repentance, not specifically because you are evil, but because these hierarchies took power over you and removed some of your light so that you could not function in the fullness of your similitude as well as your image. And that is all being changed now. So it was important that Gabriel come in that vast light iteration. Yeshua couldn't descend into that underworld of the archons and limit their effects on the human consciousness alone. He went there with the full, complete iteration of that light energy of Gabriel. Sound that Gabriel office of resurrection provides through his trumpet eliminates a lot of energy of those higher archons from going outside of that third dimensional encasement through the sound codes, through the light codes, and the League of Michael that comes in the fullness of a Lord of Light, protecting that divine image and similitude through its fuller expression, protecting the integrity and the purity of that source light, as well as Yeshua, who also came from the Godhead realms of light, but had to leave that image in the last vestiges of a dimensional sequence, but they were recouped prior to and after the crucifixion so that he could enter on the third day in the tomb into that underworld and alter the effects of those archons. So this is all a precursor now to entering a teaching about spirit, your spiritual body, your spirit, the merging of the perfection of who you were created in the image and similitude of the Father, the source of all that is. You were created in that image in perfection. And that is your spirit. And then spirit, your spirit, took on an individual expression of that divine image and similitude in an iteration of a soul so that you could help in these transformative times, this particular iteration. You have used several soul iterations in the course of experiencing separation and unity, coming back together in unity, experiencing life on planet Earth, experiencing life before the fall of consciousness, experience life after that fall. So in this session, we want to begin to bring the spirit and the soul into a fuller, merged expression through this holy trinity of the divine similitude, the Father, the Holy Spirit, which is expressed through the divine Shekinah, or Shekinah, of the rising of the feminine aspect, the feminine face of God, the feminine face of the Father. And then through the divine iteration of the Christed Son, daughter of the Father, that expression brings into form through the Shekinah energy of the divine feminine that was devoured by the overcoming of a fallen masculine power orchestrated through the Archon realms of the underworld to mesmerize you into the power of the fallen realm. So that is being altered. These are great transformative times. All of the alignments in the astrological field this month, this particular month, are to bring about that change. In the last conference that we participated with you, fully in that conference, something quite wonderful happened in that conference. In that, when you retrieved an iteration of that seventh dimensional light template, which is a variation of the element of love, you were taken to the temple of transparency. And this was necessary. You needed to reawake your consciousness to this particular form of non-form. And that's confusing. But it is about the energetics in that temple of transparency where nothing can be hidden, nor is hidden from you, as you are the divine expression of the Christed Son, daughter of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit Shekinah. So it takes the presence of the Shekinah energy to bring about a fuller iteration of the feminine face of God, the Father. That consciousness, that creative massive consciousness that creates all things, both in the realms of form and non-form, has many faces and iterations that are seen in that unity of the divine and holy Trinity expression of the Father, the dynamic, the creator of all things, the power, the force of that creation that brings into all realms, whether they be a form or non-form of energetic expressions of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit, which brings about many gifts that have to be received through that Shekinah energy, the energy of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, which is an iteration that is brought into the form of the son and daughter of that Christed image. And you have been aware of those gifts, and you have desired to hold those gifts for yourself. And now that is possible, as you are joined in that unity of the holy divine expression of the Trinity. That unification has to take place in the spirit body first, before it can be transmitted and transferred through the coming together and merging of the soul with the spirit of you, the Christed spirit of you, and that soul individual iteration. That merging and unity with not only your divine image, but the similitude. It's the similitude that is being recovered through that Holy Spirit Shekinah, through the feminine face of God, the creatress, the holder of the element of love that is used in creation, whether it be in form or not form, through face of the Father. So often Yeshua talked about my Father and I are one, because there was such distortion in the Father and Mother, the Holy Spirit, at that time. He had to use the languaging of the times for him so he could be understood at whatever level that it could be taken in. And he often said, if you have ears to hear, hear what I say. It was not so much in the languaging, but was in the energetics that he projected so they could briefly get not an understanding, but a feel of that, not only the image, but the similitude, the energetics that come through that Holy Trinity, through the Father image, through the Holy Spirit feminine image, and through the Son, the Christed Son, daughter, that presents itself through the spirit body, merged with the soul. So all things are affected in the realms of the earth. There is a lot of chaos now because of these alignments, bringing forth that transparency. And many who are not educated as you are, who are not prepared, are in a lot of anguish. They are in anger, and they are unaware of what is to come. So there is great fear. Much change is about to occur within the next, this year especially, is going to be a very chaotic year, as all transparency is being shown to every person embodied in a human body, whether they are ready or not, and many are not. So, at this time, we would like to step back now, not only as witness, but in full participation with Yeshua as the Christed Son of the Father and the Holy Spirit. We form a quadratic union that we spoke to you of in the conference on Sunday morning. Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, and Yeshua. And this quadratic configuration will be altered from time to time with many different expressions of that divine similitude, as well as the divine image. So let us provide the avenue for the expression of this quadratic union and Yeshua.